CDPR Test and Develop Application Form. Approximate recording time, 15 minutes. Please complete the print version of the form or send the required information by email to accessibility@rocketsciencelab.co.uk. The text on the print version is as follows. About your organisation. Organisation name. Address. Postcode. Borough. Drop-down. Main contact for grant. Contact number. Email. Company number if applicable. Charity registration number if applicable. Website if applicable. What type of organisation are you? Community interest company, registered charity, constituted community group, social enterprise, charitable company, company limited by guarantee, informal or unconstituted group, if your group is not constituted, which means you don't have a written constitution or a bank account in your group's name, you will need to apply with a partner organisation who can accept the grant funds on your behalf. Or other. Is your organisation majority-led? This means that more than 50% of your management and staff by people who identify as Black, Asian and minority ethnic, yes or no, LGBTQ+, yes or no, women, yes or no, deaf and disabled, yes or no, people from lower social economic background, yes or no. What is your annual turnover? Last full financial year. If you are an unconstituted group applying with a constituted sponsor organisation, please provide details of the partner organisation. If yes, please provide details of the group. Partner organisation name, address, main contact for grant, contact number, email, company number if applicable, charity registration number if applicable, website if applicable. Uploads. Please upload your organisation's UK bank account details or attach a partner letter from your sponsor organisation to confirm they can hold and ring-fence the funds on your behalf alongside a reference statement. Please attach your or your sponsor organisation's governance documents that include a suitable dissolution or winding up clause. Please upload a copy of your or your sponsor organisation's most recent audited accounts or accounts signed by an independent and qualified accountant. About your project. Please tell us about your organisation or group. Please include information about your organisation or group, who makes decisions, who attends your meetings or sessions, who do you support or involve in your activities, your background and what you do, what activities, networking, support, workshops, education, advice, etc. Tell us about the aims and ambitions for your project. Please describe the main aims or ambitions for your project. Please include information on the overall ambition or aim for the project. What change do you want to happen by the end of the project? What impact do you want it to have on your community or area? Why this project is important to you? How you developed the idea for this project? Tell us about the activities you are planning for your project. Please tell us about what activities you are planning for this project. This could be things like workshops, consultations, planning applications, etc. What activities you will offer and how these will help you to achieve your ambition. Why do you think these are the best activities to achieve your ambition? Describe how this project will either create new objects, murals, artworks, plaques, benches, gardens, play areas, etc. that increase diversity and representation in London's public spaces. Provide context, insight or draw attention to invisible, contested or absent heritage in London's public spaces. Tell us about the community or communities that will be represented or highlighted by this project. Tell us about any activities or planning you have already done for this project. Grow and Make Happen grants are aimed at projects that have a strong idea and a clear plan. We expect that some work or planning will have taken place, either formally or informally, before applying for funding. This might include testing ideas and plans with different groups and people, applied for planning or landowner permission, develop plans, scoping or feasibility studies, commissioned, selected or shortlisted an artist, or discuss the project with your local authority. Tell us about what you need to do next. These are the practical steps you need to take to make your project happen. Please provide dates for key milestones. Milestone, start date, end date. Tell us about your skills and experience. Please tell us which parts of the project your organisation will be responsible for and your specific skills and experience that are relevant to this project. Please tell us about your partners, stakeholders or subcontractors' skills and experience. We want to know if you have identified and secured the relevant skills and experience to make this project happen successfully. Please tell us which parts of the project will be managed or led by partners, stakeholders or subcontractors, who they are and their skills and experience in these areas. This support could include people or organisations giving you advice or managing part of the project for you, either paid or voluntary. Networks or organisations who are helping you to spread the word or reach new people. Landowners or venues who are giving you access to their sites. Local authority staff. And artists or freelancers with experience of designing for public spaces. How have you, or will you, involve your wider community in this project? We'd like to know how you will reach beyond your own group to involve other local people in the project. How will you invite them to be part of it? How will you involve them in decision making? How will they experience the project? The strongest projects will be inclusive and collaborative. How will you make your project accessible to deaf and disabled people? Please think about how your project can be enjoyed by all Londoners. This should be at all stages of the project, planning, participating, and as audiences. What is your long-term plan for this project? Please tell us about your future plans for this project and how you are hoping to sustain and maintain them. This could include maintenance plans for new objects created, staffing and resourcing in the future, securing space and licensing. Where will your project take place? Postcode, 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 online, borough. Tick all that apply. Please tell us about your policies, risk assessments and insurance. Which of the following do you have in place and can be uploaded, and which will be in place by the time you start your project. Risk assessment, in place, uploaded, by project start. Safeguarding policy, in place, uploaded, by project start. Health and safety policy, in place, uploaded, by project start. Data protection policy, in place, uploaded, by project start. Public liability insurance, in place, uploaded, by project start. Employer's liability insurance, in place, uploaded, by project start. Please tell us about any permissions you need to make your project happen. If your project is creating something new or adding to existing work, you will need permission from the landowner or your local authority. We need to know if you have already secured this permission or if you have a realistic plan to get it. Please tell us about any permissions or other legal requirements you will need to fulfil. You can upload 3 pieces of supporting information. If you think it will help us to understand your project better, you can upload up to 3 pieces of supporting information. This can be plans, images, briefs, photos, audio files, or films. Written documents cannot be more than 2 pages of A4, and films or audio files no longer than 5 minutes. Budget. How much funding are you requesting? $5,000 to $25,000. Other funding. You don't have to have any other funding. If you do, please tell us about it here. Source. Cost in pounds. Expenditure. Please tell us the total cost of each item you need funding for. Your total expenditure should be equal to the amount of funding you are requesting plus your other income, if you have it. Item, cost in pounds. If you already have prepared a budget document showing the full cost of the project or require more fields than provided below, you can upload it here instead of completing the budget fields. Support in kind. Please tell us about any support in kind. This is something you need for your project, but you don't have to pay for it. This can include volunteer time, materials that a business is providing for free, if a venue is offering you space for free or heavily reduced rates. Support in kind is really valuable. In a funding application, it helps to show us that you have considered all the costs associated with your project and that there is a lot of support and goodwill to make it happen. Item, estimated cost in pounds. Access costs. If you or your participants require additional support to run or be part of the project, BSL interpreters, translators, personal assistants, etc., you can apply for up to £2,000 over the £25,000 threshold to cover these costs. Note, these costs should focus on personal access costs to enable you or your participants to run or take part in your project. It will not support the costs of making a final artwork or object accessible. This should be part of the overall cost for the project and included in any commissioning briefs. Please briefly explain what support is required and why. Item, cost in pounds. End of form.